Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Henry Sikorski of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, my colleague. We're looking at a war game that Henry has recently conducted with people representing North Korea, South Korea, Taiwan, the People's Republic of China, the United States, and Japan. That is the mix in East Asia right now in a standoff meant to protect Taiwan from invasion by the People's Republic of China. And from the Korean point of view, they were part of that alliance to protect Taiwan until these last hours and days in which the governance in Korea is now either in tatters or unknown. We come to what does China do next, given that it knows its ally, Kim Jong-un, has an opportunity to confederate the Korean Peninsula. The game says China mobilizes to invade Taiwan and demands Taipei immediately agree to a timetable to integrate their economy and military with that of the mainland. However, Kim Jong-un is not quiet at this. He mounts an attack with special operations units against a THAAD battery in South Korea that's been protecting high-value targets in the South. That's a success, and the U.S. and the ROK coordination, their combined military, their communications break down entirely. Henry, your move. You're the Americans, you're the Japanese. Which do you protect, Taiwan or South Korea?
Well, I think when you aren't Goliath, you have to probably not take on the entire opposition. You have to pick the thing that you care about. And I think the United States does in this game indirectly. They probably could have pushed themselves harder. My guess is that in this situation, there would be strong sentiment amongst, I think, some of the harder-headed people, I hope, to say, okay, this is bad. We would like to help out South Korea, but we're busy with dealing with China, and we need to focus on Taiwan. And frankly, as much as South Korea is egging us on to do something with them, we probably have to ignore them for the moment. And that certainly was the sentiment of at least one very hard-headed person who I think may be informing the new administration. So that's one view. I kind of find that amongst all the ugly options, maybe the least ugly. So I don't know if that helps answer that question. You're asking what I think, I suppose. And I suppose I'm siding with what this hard-headed player said to me privately after the game.
Was there a sentiment at the game to you need to choose one or the other and you can't defend both? Is that the sentiment?
Well, to be honest, I shouldn't speak because there's about 300 pages of transcript I got to read. I wasn't in the room of each of the games, game player teams. So I really should be careful before I speak. I need to read all that. So I only went to the plenary meetings as the designer. You know, what was said before each one of those meetings really would be what I need to see to tell you what the answer to that question is. But I think the game does highlight that we have bilateral agreements that are very formal with Japan and South Korea. We have an informal understanding of Taiwan. When these three Western Pacific friends or allies come under attack, if you will, they're going to have probably very different concerns than what we might have. And that means the bilateral agreements are going to not serve us very well in coordinating all three of them in dealing with, let's say, the problems China and North Korea might present. Now, when it was suggested that maybe we ought to think about trilateralizing our relations more, there was pushback from the American team. They said, well, we don't want to complicate our life more by having things get bogged down with a three-way conference on what to do next in each instance. Well, that may be, but what the game ended up doing is having the American team attack the North in a way that really was off-putting to both South Korea and Japan because they weren't consulted, and they don't want to help out on Taiwan. So it was a pretty interesting game in producing a problem set the designer, that's me, hadn't thought about.
What I'm taking from this in these early days is that the confidence that the U.S. has evidenced in the alliances that it's built in East Asia are not stable enough to withstand one of the players all of a sudden dropping out.
Well, I don't know that we should be so glib as to say it's them, not us. I think we're part of the problem,
too. We have 30 seconds, Henry. Go ahead.
I think what this game highlights is that we're going to need to figure out how to start anticipating this particular scenario by gaming it and putting it in our nuclear tabletop exercise, number one. And number two, we're going to have to figure out informally how to build trust and trilateralize our interests, whether they're military or civil, now. And I think the Japanese, who are smart, are saying that very clearly, and we need to get behind them.
Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, War and Diplomatic Simulations. Pyongyang targets South Korea's reactors. Move one.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.